This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is awakened. Ooh-ha! That's the big movie of the weekend, maybe one of the big movies of the year. I'm expecting that would be the case. Hello, welcome to the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, to celebrate yet another opportunity for us to share our love and our gratitude and a little bit of grace here and there, certainly appreciation, the experience that we have being with you every day. It's kind of a neat one. I say good morning to most of you. I say good day to many of you that listen other times of the day. One of the great things is that you can get this anytime you want, anywhere you want. You can make it all Doug all the time if you want to. Go to DougSteffen.com or you can go to DJVShow.com, Facebook.com/DJVShow. We are here at your service and on your side with... I'm having a hard time deciding whether I want to talk about Boris Johnson or the young strippers.
Normally, that's not really a dilemma for most people, for most men
again,
especially.
Let's talk about the strippers then. This is a group of young strippers in Reno, Nevada. What the heck are they up to?
They are suing the city of Reno because they say that, and this is eight women have filed a $15 million lawsuit claiming that the city's ordinance that forbids women under 21 from dancing violates their civil rights. And these plaintiffs are between the ages of 18 and 21. A ninth woman who is not a dancer is also somehow involved in this lawsuit because she claims that she should have the right to view topless dancers at an establishment that serves alcohol, just as she says she has the right to eat at a restaurant that has a bar. So the lawsuit also reportedly claims that the ban is discriminatory since male dancers are allowed to work without shirts on. And so you can be 18 and be a male dancer without a shirt on, but not a female dancer in Reno. And so the dancers say that they came up with the $15 million figure by essentially estimating that there are 100 underage dancers in Reno making $50,000 to $100,000 over 3 years, and that's how they came up with this $15 million number, but it'll be interesting to see where it goes. They may end up either changing the city ordinance, or who knows, or you have to still be 21. But it is kind of funny because this story made national headlines yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was kind of all over social media, too. So
why not?
You know, yeah, why not?
Why
hey,
not?
You want to be 18 and be a stripper, you know, go for it.
Help yourself. Right, exactly. It's not exactly what your mother wants you to do, however. Take it as you can. Boris Johnson has set out what appears to be, according to some observers, a pretty radical agenda when it comes to Brexit. And I've been wondering out loud what Tony Blair thinks about all this. Have you seen anything? I saw a piece of, he's looking, man, he looks old. I don't know how old he is. I think he's about Bill Clinton's age, so he's probably in his 70s. But he's, not that that has anything to do with what he has to say. It's pretty obvious what the, well, I don't know. Is it obvious what the Queen thinks? Yeah, you know, I'm tired of listening to Boris Johnson already. I think he's a big blowhard and isn't doing, listen, I'm not an Englishman. I'm an Anglophile. I love the country, love visiting there, love being there. There's an energy there that I find unmatched any place else in the world that I've ever been, frankly. And I don't know enough about, I have friends that live there. Most of them don't like Boris Johnson. They didn't vote for him. But that doesn't mean, you know, the guy's in charge. Okay, so what does that mean now? The agenda for the year has been laid out in the Queen's speech. There's a Queen. The Queen delivers a speech every year at the end of the year by the House of at the House of Lords, and then you know there's debate about it, and there's a vote in the House of Commons as to whether to adopt it. So the government is going
to... I do wonder, though. Because if you think about it, you know, she grew up... She was a... What? How old was she during World War II? Isn't that around the time when she took over?
Yeah, she was in her 20s. She was in her 20s.
Yeah. So yeah. It is interesting, and that's when, you know, the League of Nations, the UN, like all of that stuff. She came from that era of countries banding together,
yep.
And I would be very interested. I will never hear it because she's not protocol. Probably prohibits her from ever saying how she really feels about any political issue. It would be, I would think, behind closed doors, she's got some pretty strong feelings about leaving the EU. So I don't know. The British pound took a big dip in value. My whole family.
You wonder what these people are thinking. My whole family in
Ireland says that Boris Johnson has pretty much made it clear he does not care about Ireland, and the border between the north of Ireland, which is under British territory, and the Republic of Ireland, that border is really in jeopardy now.
All it does
now.
Is cause more trouble. What is he trying to do? Why does he want to create a problem?
Because he just doesn't care about Ireland, unfortunately, because he just doesn't. There's always been a discrimination. Obviously, the English have always looked down on the Ireland. It goes back thousands of years. They just feel like they're low class peasants compared to them. And and a British poll recently only showed that 1 in 10 Brits even care about Ireland or what happens to that border during Brexit. So most British people also share the same sentiment as Boris Johnson. They just don't care what's going to happen to Ireland. So who knows?
Immigration the Brexit issue is immigration. He's supposed to be introducing some kind of a point system like he's in Australia, prioritizing high-skilled immigrants who speak English and don't
have criminal
records.
That's going to backfire. Anytime, any country, and it's backfired in Australia too. But the difference though is no one wants to go to Australia, because it's so remote. But in England, this is going to backfire because the bottom line is, and people don't want to say this because it doesn't sound PC, but the same thing happens in Ireland, the same thing in England. Regular British white people do not want laboring jobs. They don't want to be bartenders.
Americans don't either,
and this is something that no one ever wants to say out loud, but the truth is, when you look around, look at landscapers, look at laborers, look at every different industry, and it's the same thing over in England and Ireland,
they're
going to find
they're all dark skinned and they don't speak English.
And if they only want to bring in the intelligentsia, then that's fine, go ahead and see what happens to your service industry, see what happens to who's running every restaurant kitchen, look around. And it's going to backfire big time on them. Bigly, as Trump would say. It's going to backfire.
Bigly, yeah.
And Trump wants to do it here, and it's going to backfire here, too.
Well, there's a certain point. I agree to a point with what's going on. And my experience is mostly from the farm stuff. And the reason that it may backfire is because we let it get out of hand for so many years without really observing the law. When people were still doing the work, when Americans were still doing the work, and then when opportunity expanded, educational opportunities expanded, people can get jobs in better areas.
But the problem, though, is where we are now, and this is probably similar to England and Ireland, where we are now in this country, the newest generation, Gen Z, is the most educated generation in the history of our country. That is not a generation that's going to want to be a landscaper or a janitor or a cook, a line cook in a kitchen, a prep cook. This is a generation where we're going to be lacking severely in the workforce if we adopted a similar policy to this.
Because some of those jobs are good jobs.
It's a good thing in a sense that youngest generation is so highly educated. That is a good thing because they've also been raised with
jobs,
STEM.
Yeah, but the jobs are not there for a lot of people. The jobs are there for people who have skills in certain basic things, some of the trades. There are a lot of jobs there that aren't being taken up. One of the things that we've talked about for years, I remember when I was a board member at Heidelberg, one of the big problems we had was graduating all these kids, they didn't have any jobs.
Right.
Because this
next group of kids, when they graduate from college, it'll be very interesting to see. Now, a lot of them are using the STEM classes, science, technology, engineering, maths. So that's going to benefit them because that's where the jobs are going to be, automation, things like that, artificial intelligence. But it will be really interesting to see what the job market looks like for those kids when they get up to the college graduation age. But the problem is they're not going to do anything in labor. That's just not happening. These kids don't even leave the basement. They play video games all day long. They don't know how. They're not going to be out landscaping lawns.
It'll change the construct of what we have going here for sure. In a moment, what's missing from the Jeffrey Epstein lore? In a manner of speaking, 16 after on the DJV show.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, the DJV program. Surveillance video, Victoria, recorded inside the correctional center when Jeffrey Epstein was trying to kill himself the first time, is missing. Isn't that
interesting?
The feds say an attorney for Epstein's former cellmate looking for it. I'm not sure what he's looking for. His name is Nick Tartaglione. There you go. Former police officer charged with murdering 4 people. Sounds like a nice partner to have. So is the suggestion that Tartaglione, somebody may have gotten him and he offed Epstein? Is that what?
No,
what
apparently his attorney is claiming that he actually saved Jeffrey Epstein's life because he found him unconscious in July after the first attempt. So I think what Tartaglione is looking for is some goodwill time off, maybe. You know, trying to say, hey, I'm a good guy, and I may have murdered 4 people, but I saved Jeffrey Epstein the first time. So I guess
what's happened to these guards that were on duty? What's going on with them? They were falsifying.
They were fired, I think. But that's about it. One was shopping online instead of doing her rounds, and the other one, I forget what the other one was doing. The other one was doing something else, but neither did what their job was. Yeah.
No. Lovely. Isn't that sweet? Okay, well, listen. The end of the road. It's a long and winding road, as it were. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Nightmare time for Mark Anthony. Is it Anthony or Anthony?
Anthony.
It's an Anthony. It is Anthony. Okay. Mark Anthony, who was married to J-Lo.
Not Cleopatra, if that's what you're thinking.
Right?
Mark Anthony.
Very good. That's a good save, actually, Victoria. Yeah. Thank you. I wonder how many people remember that Mark Anthony was the bad guy. All right. Anyway, this guy had a 120-foot luxury yacht that is at the bottom of the drink. After a fire yesterday, caught fire, capsized. It was docked, actually, at a marina off Watson Island.
He Where wasn't is on Watson the boat. Island? Is that like one of those little islands off Miami?
Yeah, it's out in Miami
like
Harbor.
Star Island and like all those little islands that are connected there?
Yeah, right. It's like Catalina Island in off the coast of L.A., same kind of thing. People go out there for a day, have a picnic, whatever it is. Anyway, he wasn't on the boat. The boat's called Andiamo, by the way. No one was injured. Miami fire rescue officials said it's still an active scene because the amount of fire. How do ships like that catch on fire? Would be my.
We don't know how this one started. It could have been an electrical fire. I mean, 120 foot. That's a big yacht. That's a big boat.
Yeah. What does he do that makes him that much dough? What is? Is he that successful?
Think, oh, my gosh, in Latin America.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he?
The biggest ever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't.
He's probably sold 100 million records.
So,
maybe more. I mean,
but the Latin Americans don't like the fact that he lives in America?
I don't know that I've ever heard a problem with that.
No.
No, I'm just... I think sometimes people...
he's from Puerto Rico. No.
Yeah.
He's big in all of the Latin culture. Everywhere he goes, he plays... He does... Yeah, he'll do, like, numerous days, like Wembley Stadium size. He's...
Okay, does he travel
massive.
All the time in South America? Is that is he's always on the road? Is he always entertaining? He got new records all the time. I don't know that much about other than he's what his marriage past is. I don't know that much about him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know his touring schedule. To be honest, I don't know. But
he and J-Lo are still friends, though, aren't they?
They are. They have two kids together. Yep.
Yeah. Right. And she doesn't look like she's ever had a kid.
No, she looks amazing.
She's taking care of.
But you know, he was married to. He's a squirrely looking little guy.
Yeah.
And
not
he's
attractive.
Got. Not only did he marry J-Lo, but he married two different Miss Universes. So,
really?
Yeah.
And he's not an attractive guy. So
no, he's a skinny little weird-looking guy, but, you know.
No, listen. Surprise, surprise.
So is Mick Jagger, right? So, you know. Just be a musician.
Those skinny-legged rockers like Rod Stewart, Mick Jagger, all those guys. I don't know what they see in those people, but
they seem good.
All right, Ringo, I was listening to the Beatles channel yesterday. I'm glad to have SiriusXM back again. I enjoy listening to some of those shows. I actually was listening to the Howard Stern channel. Man, the stuff he gets away with, even I had to turn it off. It got to be that raw. Anyway, and I'm a pretty open-minded person. All right, Ringo was all over the Beatles channel yesterday, as he usually is. And now, you'll be pleased to know, if you're a fan I am, he's released What's My Name, which is the title track off his 20th studio album, which came down in October. The album, What's My Name, has Joe Walsh on it. I'm Gotta Get Up to Get Down. And even McCartney makes an appearance, teaming up with Ringo for a rendition of John Lennon's Grow Old With Me, one of the last songs Lennon wrote before he died. It eventually appeared on Lennon's 1984 album with Yoko Ono called Milk and Honey. That was after he died. I sang it to the best I could, Ringo said of recording Lennon's song. I do well up when I think of John as deeply. Let's listen to a little of this.
Two branches of one tree face the setting sun.
Ringo is very smart. And he knows how it works. He's very good with an audience, loves to tour. I think he's 75 now, 76 maybe. I think he and McCartney are the same age. And they love being on the road and entertaining.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to his impeachment, President Trump says bring it on and get it moving. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. They happen to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules.
The CDC says now over 2,500 Americans have been hospitalized because of feeling ill after smoking e-cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Karen doesn't realize it, Victoria. She's got a pretty good sense of humor. She's subtle with her sense of humor.
Yeah, hey, right. I do realize it. I'm super funny. How dare you?
Okay, well, listen. Practice it as much as you like.
I guess he doesn't agree, Karen.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that we hear. I think she's very serious also about what she does and how she thinks and that sort of thing, which is good because I find it refreshing oftentimes. And my experience with people who are in their 20s of late hasn't been that great. I find that many of the people that have been, at least in the circle that I'm associated with, aren't that accomplished, not that interested in what they're doing. Although, I have to tell you, I laughed yesterday because Karen and I were on the phone a couple of times. You know how I am, Victoria, when I'm driving and thinking about stuff. Bob will tell you the same thing.
Decline Doug's calls when he's in the car for a long time. That would be my advice. Let it go to voicemail.
Just call and I'm the.
Yeah, I was like, Doug has way too much time on his hands when he's driving. He's just sitting and calling me whenever he has an idea, and I'm like, hey, I'm trying to do other stuff here.
Yeah, right. So she says to me, she says, can we talk about this tomorrow morning? We're on the air. I'm busy doing something else. So that's,
Well, that was probably after the fourth call. I'm guessing.
Maybe in the third call. I don't remember how many calls it was, but I wasn't counting Victoria, as it were. All right, so we got 25 minutes before the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer still has a voice problem, so we are here working through the stories of the day, the events of the day, what there is going on that needs our attention. I want to say this in passing, and maybe I shouldn't say it in passing before you. I know you want to get on to something you find important and relevant. But I found when I'm looking at this overview of the candidates and the Democratic debate, there's something I did not know. I guess maybe in the back of my mind I did see something about Obama's recent comments that if women rule the world would be a better place. I'm paraphrasing.
Damn straight.
Kind of what he said. And I've been saying that for years and years and years. Not that it's unique. I'm certainly not the first person to have said it. But it really is so obvious when you look around.
Well, women have been saying that, but no one's heard us. Women have been saying that for a very long time.
I'm in this circumstance, I think there's a message here, and we don't seem to be getting it. And it troubles me that we aren't getting it. It really does. I think that there's so much room for improvement, and women are better at all kinds of things. You should see me what I'm doing now. I get up from where I'm working and trying to move. Daisy's moving around, and I'm trying to keep her calm down because she wants to go.
Well, the thing that's interesting to me kind of on this note is how, I don't know, I feel like people have been kind of opposed to a female president, or, the question that always gets asked is, will they be strong enough, or they're too emotional, or what are they going to do when they're, on their period, or something like that.
Keep
in mind that most of the women who would be running for president are probably in menopause. It is offensive, but the thing that's interesting to me is...
Wait a minute. Well, don't gloss over that last statement.
I mean,
most of the women running are on menopause.
I'm not joking, though. People,
they're in their 70s.
It just goes to show how little people know about how women's reproductive systems work. Because
Klobuchar's in her 60s, right?
Yeah, so she...
Is she? Oh, I didn't think she was that. I thought she was...
Even if she's in her 50s, I don't know. It just goes to show how little people know, because they would, talk about Hillary Clinton as if she was,
She's 59.
Still going to be PMSing. I'm like, she's...
She's still past menopause. Yeah.
Yeah, either way. But,
okay, but the fact here is that women are better managers, they're better organizers, they are oftentimes more, when it comes to thinking things through, better able to see the other end of the story.
Yeah.
That's been my experience.
Statistically, women are better multitaskers.
Right.
If you think about it, on a practical kind of example, if you think about what every woman whether she's a mother or not, let's just go with if she's a busy working mom, think about all the things that a woman has to multitask from the minute she wakes up, taking care of the kids, getting breakfast, getting lunch ready, getting them to school, getting to her job, dealing with her boss, dealing with all of that, figuring out what's for dinner, picking up dry cleaning on the way home, going grocery shopping. Men do not do half of that in one day. If you're a single dad, then I'll give you props, because a lot of single dads will do the same thing. But that's how women, every single day, our brains, scientifically, they've done this, and you're big on brain scans. Brains between men and women are very different, and they're different parts of the brain are much more active in women than they are in men. And if they've done so many studies on this. Men are not good multitaskers. Men are very good if you give them one specific task. Men oftentimes may even be better than a woman at one specific task. But when you add on other stuff, men are lost. Give a guy, I'm sorry to say this, I love men dearly. Give a guy a grocery list and see what he comes home with. Because I'm telling you, I have never been with anybody who sticks to the list and comes home and doesn't have some random item that he grabbed at checkout or whatever, or picked up the wrong thing. Lewis is my husband.
Wouldn't want to go shopping with me, kid.
He is super smart, but he calls me at least twice. Yeah. Every single time he goes grocery shopping, he calls me at least twice with a question that I just think is totally inane, but he feels
that he doesn't want to disappoint you, and he doesn't want to bring the wrong stuff home. So that's the look at it from that side.
It's also part of it. He doesn't really want to do the thinking. He just wants to call me and have me tell him what the answer is. Yeah, so there's a lot of that, too.
I guess what I was saying about female politicians is that it's so funny to me that we've had only male presidents, and across the world there have been so many male leaders, and you look at how many terrible things have happened, how many wars, and how many genocides.
That's the very point.
And it's like, but no one associates that with men. That's just kind of the way the world is. But it's like, if we had female leaders, then I would love to see how different it is.
I mean, look at the
conflict resolution is so different the way men and women handle it.
I was talking to you during the break about Putin and the Ayatollah and how different they are. Putin, say what you will about him. Here's somebody just sent us, you heard my, somebody sent us a comment on Facebook about how it's wrong. What we're talking about is wrong. Well, sir, you can have your opinion. Well, I just,
about married men and multitaskers. Ask your wife. See how she feels about
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, dude, thanks for the comment. Ask your wife if I'm wrong.
I'm married, have two kids.
Go ahead, enjoy that conversation.
20 hours a day, and I'm trying to get the rest of it here. Anyway, the point is, let me see if I can, I actually do want to respond to this, if I can get.
I said there are plenty of men who are single dads and deal with that too.
100% inaccurate comments about some married men and multitaskers. I'm married, I have two kids, I'm awake 18 to 20 hours a day. Okay. So
I included that. There are always men and there are people.
There's always exceptions to every rule.
Right.
I've been around a long time and I've had a lot of experiences in life. I've run a half a dozen businesses and I've always done better when I had a woman at my side. That's the way it is. That's the way for me anyway. And I would rather work with women, as is obvious by this. Hello, there's one of me and there's three women. How much more do I have to, how much differently do I have to tell the story? The reason I brought it up is because the candidates in the debate are footballing. They've just kind of booted that question around. They kind of, blah, 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 blah. None of them. There was a question from a reporter about what Obama had said. Bernie Sanders booted it. Joe Biden booted it. Pete booted it. They just didn't. Maybe we should change his name to it. Instead of Buttigieg, we should call him booted it. The question was not handled well by any of them. And it just seems to me that they better wake up and smell the roses. I don't get, you know, they should be smarter than that, frankly. They should be ashamed of the fact, even though these old white guys are just that, old white guys, hello, the sexist sort of thing that comes out of these responses or lack of responses is troubling to me. And the reason I brought up Putin and the Ayatollah, when you look at the faces of these people and what Obama said in this circumstance is so correct, you look at these guys. Putin is all about himself. He's a rogue. He's kind of like somebody that you'd like to see drop off the face of the earth, but you don't wish him real harm. I mean, he's done a lot of harm. He's a bad guy.
He's a really bad human being.
But you know what? I get out of the Ayatollah a lot different and so much more negative energy out of him. He's just, you look at his nasty face and his attitude and his arrogance and his narcissism and his egotism. He's just a bad guy.
But I also think that he is a bad guy, but I also think that he is in a more precarious situation than Putin. Putin can be a little more relaxed and kind of smile and stuff because, look, the elections are so crooked.
He's in control.
He's never going to not be in power. And the Ayatollah is in a much more precarious situation. He's in a much more unsecure situation.
They don't like him.
And he knows that. Like him. Yeah. Right, and he knows that. And so, you know, I think that there is a difference why he is much more aggressive with his energy, too, because Putin knows Putin doesn't have any real threats. He can sit back. He's loaded. He's one of the wealthiest people on the down low in the world. You know, he can live his life. He can do whatever he wants. You know, he can have his little, like, you know, side piece gay guys and do what, you know, and ride shirtless on a horse, you know, on horseback. And, you know, he can do whatever he wants.
I love it when you get off on that toot. You love to get off on that toot.
I mean, come on. It's so obvious, but you know.
All right. Yeah. So I want to go back to what JD, the listener, said about being a multitasker, because this was the core of what we were talking about when we get started. And I should do more of this. I should actually, I don't usually have my iPhone. here so that I can get quick comments, but I probably should do this more because they make for interesting conversation. All right, so here he said he was married, has two children. He's awake 18 to 20 hours a day. Sounds like the life. My children are grown up. It sounds like my life. I shop, cook, and work full time.
pick up the dry cleaning.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You're watching.
He said he doesn't pick up the dry cleaning.
They don't have any. Most people don't.
My wife does,
in my experience.
All right, so you're reading this along with me. My wife does. What did he say? Now I just lost it.
My wife does her part, but I do the majority. I also do the vehicle and house maintenance. Not tooting my own horse, I just feel like I had to defend the men that do more.
I fully acknowledge that, and I said I totally agree. And there are plenty of men who do that, but the majority is not. What is his name, J.D.? The majority of men are not J.D., and so J.D. is the exception.
And believe
me,
every woman appreciates
father,
the man who works
and every,
and
yeah. I would say J.D.'s wife is probably very happy with her life to have a man who participates that much. So good for you, J.D., and good for your wife. But most men are not at your level, let's put it that way.
And he says, and thank you, all love. The show, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas to you as well, J.D. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the comment.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, 46 after on the DJV program.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You got to try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just can't.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Is here on the radio with Doug Steffen. Nick Miles has a car care spot that you ought to check out when you're buying a car, trying to figure out how to take care of your car, all at rautoexpert.com. In a moment, I want to talk with him about the new deal with Peugeot and how that's going to change what you can buy. The Fiat Chrysler Peugeot merge, it certainly isn't being affected by Brexit. Or I wonder if it is. I got to find out whether he thinks we're going to still have Land Rovers and Jaguars in the New World Order here. Also, GM has a recall out. You'll want to know about that. First, though, you no longer have to buy a luxury car to experience cutting-edge technology. A lot of features come standard on some of the most affordable new models from mainstream brands. You want to find out what the story is? Listen to Rick Rosario.
Technology in cars keeps evolving and becoming more sophisticated. To help shoppers navigate these new features and gadgets, the experts at AutoTrader named the best new automotive technology for 2020. Brian Moody, executive editor for AutoTrader.
Software always improves over time, and the new version of Apple CarPlay is excellent. It comes with a new dashboard that offers a dual window view showing both maps and music at the same time, something you couldn't do before. Google recently rolled out an update for its Android Auto system as well, with icons along the bottom of the screen.
And new technology equals more safety features.
One of the most advanced pieces of tech we've seen in some time is Hyundai's Smart Parking Assist. Essentially, it allows you to park into or pull out of a tight parking space while the driver stands outside the car. We also like exit warning systems. These are designed to keep you from opening your door into traffic when a vehicle or bicycle is approaching.
For the complete list of Auto Trader's best new automotive technology for 2020, visit autotrader.com.
All right, the Nixter is here. I must wish you a Merry Christmas, because the next time I talk to you, I'll be wishing you Happy New Year. You're one of the most intelligent people that I come across on the radio. I come across a lot of them. But not only are you intelligent, but you're fun. And I think that's kind of a great combination. All right, so now that the bro love, what are they, girls call it? Bromance, that's what it is. Okay, so this Fiat Chrysler Peugeot deal, I'm wondering about that, what you think the impact of that is, especially in light of Brexit, Nick, because we were talking, I think last week, you were worried about whether Jaguar and Rover survive. Those are the two main car manufacturers in England. So what does this do for sales of cars in the UK or anywhere, I guess?
Well, I think you're not going to notice much of a difference initially from the Peugeot-Fiat-Chrysler marriage. What it is going to develop over time is a whole bunch of new electric and new autonomous cars, which, you know, you and I aren't massive fans of. However, they're needed because of fuel and consumption ratings and all that sort of thing in Europe, emission ratings in the United States. They're going to need to, and they're way behind the Fiat Chrysler in getting some electrics and hybrids and those sort of things on the road, which they have to do. So we won't really see much of a difference. The headquarters will still be in Holland. A few people will get moved around from business to business. You might even see Peugeots and Citroëns coming back to the United States, God forbid. So anything more from the French, anything more from the French would be a disaster. However, that's probably it. As far as Brexit is concerned, we don't know. We just don't know. Boris Johnson has not got a contract. He has some ideas. We don't know how this. I have businesses. My family has businesses in the UK. We just don't know what's going to happen. And until that agreement is signed and developed, we don't know if we'll be paying taxes or we'll be paying tariffs or if cars can be exported or imported. We just won't know. Now, it makes sense that that would all go through because there's so many people relying on that. But again, there is nothing on the table as yet to know whether Jaguar Land Rover will be able to export out of the United Kingdom, whether Mini will have to move its factories into Europe. We just don't know. So we're just going to have to hold on for that one. And if I have to fly to England to bring my Land Rovers back, I shall do it.
Me too. GM is recalling 800,000 cars. What's the problem?
This time around, it seems to be a software problem in the braking system, and that affects some Silverados, some 1500s, and also affects the Cadillac CT6. You can always go to NHTSA.gov, that's NHTSA.gov, and put in your VIN number. That's the little number on the inside of your door or at the bottom of your windshield. Type the whole number in there, and it'll tell you if your vehicle is affected for any recall whatsoever. But at this point, I don't think that they can do, you know, there is just so many batterings that they've had at GM. It just seems a little bit sad for them that another bunch of vehicles recalled. Merry Christmas, General Motors. I'm sorry this is happening to you.
All right. You see that thing in USA Today about the old cars like the Viper? I forgot about those. Those were pretty hot cars, though, at the time. Weren't they? A lot of movies. Yeah, they were. I don't know. They're not worth much today, but...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.